السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over radio station and receivers, we are in the month of Rabiul Awwal, and we have been listening to many many bayans, nasihats, teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's salat, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's duas, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's jihad, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's ibadat, his zikr, his tilawat, his service to mankind, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's concern for the widows, for the orphans, for the poor, for the needy, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's honesty, his truthfulness, his sincerity, his charities, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's magnanimity, his large-heartedness, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's forgiveness, his politeness, his fulfillment of the rights of family members, of neighbors, of relatives, of friends, and his forgiveness of even the enemies, those who troubled him all his life, but his forgiveness. Now, there are so many things that we have heard, we have listened to, but what is the purpose of all the listening? If it is just to make wah-wah, wah-wah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a great Nabi, he was a great prophet, he was a great messenger, as some poet very beautifully put it, which you have heard many times, Ya Sahib al Jamali wa Ya Sayyid al Bashar Min Wajhika al Munir Laqad Nuwwira al Qamar La Yumkinu Sanaa Kama Kana Haqquhu Ba'da Khuda Buzrugtu Hi Qissa Mukhtasar. After Allah, you are the greatest. It is impossible for any human being to do justice to your praises. Which aspect of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life can we do justice to if we have to discuss? Now, those things we discuss, we have been discussing in our bayans, in our waz, in our programs. But this majlis is majlis of zikr. And I have explained last week also, but there's a new audience, that every majlis, every program has its own flavor, its own aroma, its own fragrance. We have programs in which we talk about the plight of our brothers in Palestine, in Kashmir, in Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Africa, America, and all other parts of the world. Those programs have a different fragrance. Then we have programs of tafsir of the Quran Sharif, commentary of the Hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, discussion of jurisprudence, fiqh. Now all those things are all concerning deen, and everything is required. We talk about dawah amongst the disbelievers to bring them into Islam, to show them what are the beautiful teachings of Islam, what is the beautiful deen of Islam, because we haven't been able to project it. We have given them a very wrong image of Islam. So dawah to them. Then we talk about propagating the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah amongst the believers themselves. So everything has got its own fragrance and everything is required. So we must not think that this is the only kind of majlis that we are saying must be around the world, nothing else. Because alhamdulillah we discuss lots of other issues when it comes to the other programs. But this is a majlis of zikr in which we read some tasbihat and we try to develop in our hearts that steam of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which will make it easy for us to practice upon all those things which we are listening to. At present we are listening, but we don't have the himmat, we don't have the courage, we don't have the strength, and we don't have the will to practice upon those very things which we preach day and night. Day and night we are preaching, but we have got no himmat and courage to practice. There are many who will talk so much about deen, but when the Fajr Salat time will come, then shaitan and nafs do not allow them to rise. As someone said, that we talk about the rise of Islam, but we cannot rise until the sun has risen. Says, 7 baje wo uthte hai, phir dawn akhbar padhte hai. In Karachi somebody said, that what is the situation and position of the Muslim? We're talking about general. You have exceptions. He says, 7 baje wo uthte hai, phir dawn akhbar padhte hai. They get up at 7 o'clock and the first thing they do after that is read dawn newspaper. As we do, the first thing we want to listen to what's on CNN and BBC and all other programs. So we don't have the himmat. So one great wali of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, Hazrat Shah Wasiullah rahmatullah alayhi, he said that I read so much of the Quran Sharif to the congregation. I explained to them so much of the tafasir, from the tafsir of the Quran Sharif, from all the tafsir. I gave them so much of commentary of the Quran Sharif. I gave them so much of ahadith, traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, authentic ones, and explained to them. I spoke about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I gave them so many things, but I found that there was no real stir in the hearts of the majority. You found exceptions. Here and there some person started practicing, but the majority, there was no stir in their hearts. Then I realized that there is something that is lacking, there is something that is still missing. And that was zikrullah. That first you have to create that steam of love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hearts. Then the person will be ready to move mountains. We read about the sacrifices of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why is it that when the ayat or the verses of the Quran Sharif were revealed about the prohibition of liquor, then it is documented that that alcohol which was in the jars didn't come into the tumblers, that which was in the tumblers didn't come to the mouth, and that which was in the mouth, they spat that out too. Now that is the kind of iman that was built up in them, that which was in the mouth, if we were in that time, then we said, well, this is the last gulp, let's make the best of it and put it down slowly because we won't be able to sip again anymore of the wine and brandy. So let's make the best of the last gulp. But they spat that out also. And in Medina Sharif, in the gullies of Medina Sharif, alcohol flowed like how after rain we get water flowing. That's the kind of iman they had. They broke those jars, they broke those tumblers also. So that steam of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it comes into our hearts through excessive zikrullah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu zikru Allah zikran kathira wa sabbihuhu bukratan wa aswila. So there must be kathir. Just one teaspoon of water will not quench anybody's thirst. If somebody says, I'm very thirsty, I want some water, and then we give him one teaspoon of water and say, drink this water, it will quench your thirst. Will it ever quench the thirst? Or you give the person a whole tumbler full, but you give him boiling water. So will that be good? So the quality has to be right, the quantity has to be right. It must not be so much also that the person gets dehydrated. Uncontrolled zikrullah. The person was enjoying the zikr, so he just went on and on whole night, whole day, and then he gets dehydrated. that is not what Shariat is. There must be a balance. Shariat does not want us to go off our heads or anything. Somebody asked a question, he said, Molana, how can a person go off when he's making excessive, too much? We're not talking about 200-300 times or 1-2,000 times. We're talking about the person day and night, nothing. He's cut off from society. He's locked himself in the room and he's just going on and on. So he said, how can that affect? Because he's taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. And the taking of the name of Allah Ta'ala is good. So I said, indeed, it is very good. We all know that there are lots of vitamins in apples. And they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away. So now somebody heard that if one apple can keep the doctor away, so why don't I eat 5 kilos one time? So all the doctors can stay away for life. So now if he's going to do that, what's going to happen to him? Then he will get diarrhea. Then he'll have to write in his diary how many times he had to visit the toilet. So the taking of the name of Allah Ta'ala is indeed great. It's very, very blessed. But everything has got its place. So when he says, I put them on to Zikrullah, and when with sincerity they spend some time now in Zikrullah, so now that noor of taqwa slowly start coming into the heart. The rust that was in the heart of ghaflat, of negligence, was now removed. Because Zikrullah, that is what it does, that it removes that rust. If we haven't removed the rust and we keep on painting, the paint will keep falling off. We have to remove the rust. So the removal of that rust, he says that when that took place, then I said, now thereafter, he says, when I recited one verse of the Quran Sharif, everybody is making amal. One Hadith Sharif, everybody is making amal. One Mas'ala of Deen, everybody is making amal. So that is the purpose of this majlis of zikr. Why I clarify this is that sometimes we get a wrong understanding that this is the only thing. It's not the only thing. We have to learn Deen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he taught us Deen. It's a way of life. Our behavior with our wives, our children, our parents, our neighbors, everything Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught. So much so that how we should use the toilet also he taught us. And that was one of the things that the kuffar of Makkah used to say, that what kind of a Nabi you have that he teaches you even that. He said, yes, that's our Nabi. That shows his perfection, that he didn't leave out any aspect of human life which he did not discuss. Because humanity will be faced with different situations in their lives. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave them guidance in every situation. So we take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for that reason. We recite Durood Sharif and Salat and Salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in abundance for that reason. That we get that noor in our heart. The rust is removed of negligence, because that is our biggest weakness today. Ghaflat, negligence. All the others are offshoot of that negligence. A person who is trapped in adultery, in fornication, in watching the filth on the internet sites, or on the television screen, or in the cinemas and discos, and prostitute quarters, and everything that is inviting us towards sin, a person who is getting trapped, is because of negligence, because of ghaflat, indifference. Unconcerned, he hasn't got istihzar that my Mawla is watching. My Allah, who is my creator, is watching. And death can come suddenly. Look at recently, how many people, sudden death, young people, suddenly they departed from this world. All those who passed away, we make dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give them Jannatul Firdaus. We had our uncle Yusuf Timol also passed away today. He was involved very actively in the acquisition of the land for this masjid and the building and everything in the early stages. Allah Ta'ala gave him Jannatul Firdaus and Sabre Jameel Ajre Azim to his kith and kin. So when the person has got istihzar, and I mentioned this I think in one of my bayans, that one young person, he wrote to me. In fact, not wrote to me, we happened to be together on the flight. He was going to Hong Kong and I was going to Karachi. And at Johannesburg airport, whilst on our way from here, from Durban to Johannesburg, I think on the plane he was telling me. He says that, Molana, you don't know me, but the thing is, I used to attend your programs. I attend your programs. Before, when I used to go to Hong Kong, yeah, there and all, he says there's so much of temptation. Now whenever I go to Hong Kong, he says, in my bag I got a tape of zikr. I'm going to take it there. The first thing I will listen to is the tape. And especially when you say, oh Allah, Don't let the angel of death find me in a disco, cinema, gambling den, in adultery, in fornication, in this, in that. He says, when I listen to all that, then I get my focus right. Then I go shopping and I do my business, and alhamdulillah, I stay protected from the fitnas that are there. So this is what is the purpose of this, that we must develop that love. Who can be more beloved to us than Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Who blessed us with the sight, with the hearing, with the speech? So that is why we make zikrullah, to brighten up our hearts, to light up our hearts, to remove that trust, to remove that indifference and negligence, ghaflat, which is taking us to all the haram places.
Lazzate zikr naame khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہارِ وطن آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہارِ وطن اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن
Taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that is the enjoyment of gardens that a person gets. When he's taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he gets the enjoyment of being in gardens full of flowers, fragrant flowers. In fact, he doesn't even in that kind of garden, what kind of enjoyment he gets, that is nothing in comparison with the enjoyment that a true lover and ashik of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets in making zikrullah. The kayfiyat that comes. Otherwise, just leaving a person's country, going somewhere else, going from this town to that town or doing all the other things, that is not sufficient. Hey, zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. Asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. To give up sins is extremely important. But repeatedly I have mentioned that those of us who have gone far, far from deen, we are drowning in the ocean of sins. We must never lose hope in the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is no such thing as despair of the mercy of Allah ta'ala. The person can be young, he can be middle-aged, he can be old-aged. No matter how far the person has gone, all that Allah Ta'ala wants is a complete turnaround. Return to Him. Extend the begging bowl. Shed tears of remorse and regret. If it involves the rights of people, begin fulfilling it. If it involves payments that are due, then pay. If you don't have it, then ask for extension of time. Don't dodge. Don't cross and walk on the other side of the pavement when you see the creditor coming. If we have digested the properties of orphans and widows, then make an effort to start paying back, to distribute. That is true tawbah. That is sincere tawbah. Not just going for hajj upon hajj and umrah upon umrah and crying there in Arafat and coming back and thinking that everything is maaf. But Allah Ta'ala is willing to forgive the sin if the person is prepared to turn around. Return to Him.
Ye kushti to hai unse umr bhar ki, kabhi tu daba le, kabhi wo daba le. Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, baharhal koshish to aashiq na chode. Ye rishta mohabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo sau baar toote to sau baar jode.
No matter how many times we fall, get up. Don't remain in the dirty gutters. If the person has slipped and fallen in the gutter, then don't remain there. Don't enjoy the filthy water that is flowing in that gutter. Realize that we have made a mistake, we have slipped, we have fallen. Rush to the bathroom, have a shower, put on new clothes, fresh garments, apply ithar and perfume, as you have heard so many times, and again the person will be fresh. But don't remain. How many of us, we have realized that we have taken the wrong track. We have gone on to drugs and drinks and women and vices and evils and so many things. We have realized it, that we have slipped, we have fallen. And we have experienced also the restlessness, the anxieties, the worries and the problems that it has brought in family life, with the children and in so many other issues. That slip of ours, how many disasters it has brought in our lives. We know it, we realized it. The wife is upset, the parents are upset, the children are upset. Families are cursing. Somebody wants to kill and murder someone because of the mistake. We realized it, but still we don't get the himmat to get up from that gutter and say, let's turn towards Allah Ta'ala and enjoy the sweetness of the closeness of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then see what kind of sukoon Allah Ta'ala gives in our hearts. Wallah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us such sukoon, such peace, such tranquility. Things of the outside world, it will not have an effect on the tranquility of the heart. The pain will be felt in the body, the poverty, if it's experienced, there will be some kind of a problem and difficulty. But inside the heart, the person will be connected with his Allah. And he will believe that I am doing whatever has to be done. So therefore, if my Allah is happy in this condition, then I am happy to finish. That is what the life of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were like. But when will that come? He zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. Now that is something we don't want to listen to. If we give wazifas, everybody wants wazifas. If a young person comes and he says that, Maulana, I'm looking for a nice pretty girl to get married to. So he says, yes, I've got a wonderful wazifa. If you read that whole night, you must get a genuine pretty bride. So he'll say, Maulana, I don't mind reading double that wazifa. But if you tell him, give up sins, they say, no, that's difficult. Because that's where the pain comes on the nafs. And until we don't take that pain on our nafs, on our hearts, we don't take that pain of restraining ourselves from that which Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are displeased with, we can forget about sukoon. If a person has got 100 thorns inside his leg, pierced, 100, now he takes out 90, then he takes out 98, 99, but he says that one thorn has remained in my body for so long, so therefore I am not going to remove that. Will he ever find peace? Now the person who's addicted to drugs, is addicted to adultery, is addicted to fornication, addicted to the porn sites, he says, Maulana, everything else I can give up, but these sins, I'm addicted to it. How do I give it up? I can't do without it. So, well, if you can't do without it, then you must live with anxieties, worries, problems, restlessness, and then Allah Ta'ala forbid, the death mustn't come in that state. Sometimes the tawfiq of tawbah is taken away. So therefore he says that if you fall, if your that cord snaps 100 times, then knot it up 100 times. Don't give up. Allah Ta'ala is willing to accept, no matter how far we may have gone. I can't help it if those examples come again to mind, because I don't plan it. That mosquito sat on the back of an ox. And when that mosquito was taking off, then the mosquito said, oh you ox, or oh you bull, you must have really felt my weight on your back. Such pain I must have caused you sitting on your back. Now I'm informing you that I'm taking off, so please make me maaf. So what will the bull say? The ox will say, I don't even know when you sat and when you took off. Another 1,000 like you also sit, I won't feel any pain. So therefore we should not think that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala cannot forgive our sins now anymore. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim. He is most forgiving. He is very, very merciful. But he wants us to turn towards him.
ये जरूरी गुनाहों को भी छोड़ दें, असली हिजरत नहीं सिर्फ तरके वतन। शहरे महबूब होगा जहां भी कहीं, शहरे महबूब होगा जहां भी कहीं, आशिकों का सुना है वही है वतन।
डोंट वरी अबाउट द वॉइस, लिसन टू द मजमून। शहरे महबूब होगा जहां भी कहीं, आशिकों का सुना है वही है वतन। Wherever the beloved is residing, whichever is his city, whichever is his town, if you have to ask the ashiq, the lover, that which is your beloved city, he will mention the city of his beloved. Wherever my beloved resides, that is my beloved city. So for a Muslim, for a person who is a believer in Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so which city can be more beloved to him than the city of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Which city can be more beloved than Madina Sharif? Just the name Madina Sharif, as we discussed in the Tribunal of World program, just that name, when you just hear Madina, it has such sweetness, it has such beauty, gives such enjoyment just taking the name or listening from somebody, Madina Sharif. So, shahre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashikon ka suna hai, wohi hai watan. Phir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota madine mein mera watan. Phir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota madine mein mera watan. Kis tarah main kahun dil se ae dosto, zindabad ae watan, zindabad ae watan. Then what must I say about Madina Sharif? Ah, how I wish that had been my place of residence. May Allah Ta'ala make it in our latter life our place of residence. May Allah Ta'ala give us death and burial in Madina Sharif. है वतन में मगर दिल मदीने में है, है वतन में मगर दिल मदीने में है, ए मदीना फिदा तुझ पे हो सद वतन। है वतन में मगर दिल मदीने में है, ए मदीना फिदा तुझ पे हो सद वतन। May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fill our hearts with the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When that muhabbat will come in our hearts, then as I said, it will become very, very easy to do that which is pleasing to Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if we don't have that muhabbat, then it will become very, very difficult.
यार रहे यार अब तू मेरा और मैं तेरा यार रहूं, यार रहे यार अब तू मेरा और मैं तेरा यार रहूं, मुझको फकत तुझ से हो मोहब्बत, खल्क से मैं बेजार रहूं, हर दम जिक्रो फिक्र में तेरे मस्त रहूं सरशार रहूं, हर दम जिक्रो फिक्र में तेरे मस्त रहूं सरशार रहूं, होश रहे ना मुझको किसी का तेरा मगर होशियार रहूं, अब तो रहे बस तादा में आखिर विर्दे जुबा ए मेरे इला, ला इलाह इल्लल्लाहु ला इलाह illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Tere siwa maabood haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maqsood haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maujood haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa mashhood haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Ab to rahe bas tada mein aakhir mirde zubaan ae mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Dono jahan mein jo kuch bhi hai, sab hai tere zere nagi. Jinno inso huro malaik, arsho kursi charkho zami. Kono makame laiqe sajda, tere siwa e noore mubi. Koi nahi hai, koi nahi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Koi nahi hai, koi nahi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Ab to rahe bas tada mein aakhir virde zubaan ae mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Yaad mein teri sabko bula dun, koi na mujhko yaad rahe. Yaad mein teri sabko bula dun, koi na mujhko yaad rahe. Tujh par sab ghar bar lota dun, khanae dil abad rahe. Sab khushiyon ko aag laga dun, khanae dil abad rahe. Sab khushiyon ko aag laga dun, gham se tere dil shaad rahe. Sab ko nazar se apni gira dun, tujh se faqat faryaad rahe. Ab to rahe bas tadame aakhir virde zubaan ae mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Nafso shaitwa dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Nafso shaitwa dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Ey mere maula meri madad kar chahta hu main teri pana. Nafso shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Ey mere maula meri madad kar chahta hu main teri pana.
I've explained this so many times, but for the benefit of my young friends. Nafso shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Our egos, our passions, our haram passions, and shaitan, we are saying, oh Allah, they have ganged up against us. And they have destroyed us. Ya Allah, my nafs, my ego, my haram passions. Dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Where have they dragged me? They have dragged me to the cinemas, to the discos, to the rave clubs, to drugs, to prostitution. Any kind of haram that you can think of. That Nabi of Allah who sacrificed so much for the Ummat. His whole life was full of sacrifices. How much of hurt and injury and pain he had to endure for the sake of the Ummat. That Ummat, when he is informed, is in discos, cinemas, theatres, rave clubs, drugs, fraud. How much of injury and pain it must be causing to him. So he says, Ya Allah, nafso shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. They have dragged us down the gutters of shame and disgrace and humiliation. Ay mere maula, meri madad kar, my beloved Allah, help us, help us. Where do we go? To whom do we turn? Which other door is there that we can tap? Before whom can we bow down? In whose hands is our lives? Ya Allah, our life in your hands. Everything in your control. We are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins. Ay mere maula, meri madad kar. Chahta hun main teri pana. I seek your protection.
Nafso shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Ey mere maula meri madad kar chahta hu main teri pana. Mujhsa khalq mein koi nahi go bad kirdaar o na masiya. Mujhsa khalq mein koi nahi go bad kirdaar o na masiya. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya rab, bakhsh de mere sare guna.
O Allah, there is no one more sinful than myself on the surface of this earth. We must consider ourselves to be the worst. Instead of pointing fingers all the time at others, we must look into our own hearts. What is the condition of our hearts? So we are saying, O Allah, I am the most sinful one in your whole creation. But you too are ghaffar, my Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, you are ghaffar. Bakhsh de mere sare guna. Forgive all my sins. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive all our sins. And give us the tawfiq to return to Him and obey Him and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ab to rahe bas taadame aakhir virde zubaan ae mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر. اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. اللہ 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 اللہ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وآله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most generous Allah, most kind Allah, most loving Allah, most tolerant Allah, Oh my most beautiful Allah, my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, we acknowledge, we confess before you, indeed we are the
worst of all sinners on the surface of the earth, my beloved Allah. Day and night we have used your bounties, your gifts for your disobedience. Ah, my Allah, who could have been more tolerant than you? We used your bounties for your disobedience. The bounty of sight for looking at haram. The bounty of speech, my Allah, for your disobedience. The bounty of listening for your disobedience. Ya Allah, our hands, our feet, our heart and mind, we used for your disobedience. Our wealth we used in so many places for your disobedience. Our cars, my Allah, so many places they went in your disobedience. Ya Allah, we disobeyed you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam day and night. We don't have the 5 times salat properly in our lives. If we make the salat, there's no khushu and khuzu in that salat. My beloved Allah, our fasting, our hajj, our zakat. Ya Allah, our dealings, our relationship with our family members, with our parents, with our wives, with our children, with our neighbors, with the believers and the non-Muslims. Ya Allah, nothing according to the Quran and Sunnah. Ya Allah, we have disobeyed you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As a result, Ya Allah, we are standing at the door of Islam. We are not allowing people to enter because of our evil actions and deeds. Ah, my Allah, but you dearly love forgiveness. That is why we have raised our hands before you this part of the night. We took your Mubarak name, as great as your name is, my Allah, forgive us. Jitna bada tera naam, itni badi hamari maghfirat kar de. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. You don't like punishment. Ya Allah, we are therefore extending our begging bowls before you. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Ya Allah, this very moment you are listening to us. You are watching us. Ya Allah, you even know the thoughts which are crossing our minds. Ya Allah, you blessed us with life. Our life is in your control. Our sight in your control. Our hearing and speech in your control. Our heart, liver and lungs in your control. Ya Allah, the ground on which we walk is in your control. If you order the ground to shake, no power of the world can prevent it from shaking. Ya Allah, therefore we are extending our begging bowls before you. We are not extending before human beings. Human beings become angry if we have to beg of them repeatedly. Ya Allah, you become extremely pleased the more we beg of you. There's no limit to your treasures. Ya Allah, from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness, forgive us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. Even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights. You are aware of the movement of that ant, for you have created that ant. My beloved Allah, how can you not be aware of our movements? Ya Allah, when we draw the curtains in the hotel rooms or in our homes and we sin, and we think no one is watching, my beloved Allah, at that moment we have considered everyone to be of sight. And the one who gave billions of people sight, we consider to be blind. Ah, my beloved Allah. Humne tujhe andha samjha. But my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising our sins. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. We acknowledge that we have been to many, many wrong places. We have indulged in many, many wrong actions and deeds in our lives from the time we became of age up till now. But even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, they're more than the grains of sand on earth, if they're more than the raindrops that fall from the skies. If they're more, Ya Allah, than your entire creation put together, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. My beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, you gave man the science of inventing a computer chip. It records millions of pieces of information. Just one press of the delete button and no information is left on that chip. Ha, by Allah, our chips are filled with so much of information of haram that we have indulged in. Ya Allah, press one delete button of forgiveness of our sins. Vere Baula, ab gunegar siyakar hai, badkar aur mujrim aur khatakar hai. Whatever we may be, we are your slaves, we are your servants. Where do we go, my Allah? Our life in your control, everything in your control. Ya Allah, which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there that we can beg? Who else is there for us before whom we can turn? Ya Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no support for us besides your support. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. But if you have to turn away your glance of mercy, forgiveness, ha, by Allah, because of our sins, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy, then we will face nothing but destruction in this world, in the qabr, in the akhir. Ya Allah, then we will suffer life of misery. Ya Allah, we will suffer humiliation, disgrace, embarrassment. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Don't turn away your glance of rahmat. You have the power to change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, you gave men the science of transplant of hearts. Our hearts have gone beyond the stage of bypass, my Allah. Our spiritual hearts have gone beyond the stage of bypass. Even bypass is not going to help, Ya Allah. We want a complete transplant of a spiritually sound heart. And that's not difficult for you, my beloved Allah. It is not difficult for you. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they came from the backgrounds of kufr, of shirk. So many came from the Nasara, from the Yahud, from the Munafiqeen. But when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radhu an. All the awliya of the world cannot reach the stage of the lowest companion of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, then what is it difficult for you to change the direction of our lives? Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Oh my Allah, change our hearts. Ya Allah, our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. Ha, my beloved Allah, what have we made of our hearts? Our hearts which were supposed to be for your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have given them to film actors and actresses. My beloved Allah, we have given them to the porn sites on the internet and the filthy movies and the soap operas, my beloved Allah. Ha, by Allah, we have made garbage bins of our hearts. But you have the power to change the direction. Ya Allah, tonight we are extending our begging bowls. Ya Allah, give us a change of heart. Gunehgari mein kab tak umra kaatu. Badal de mera rasta dil badal. How long are we going to walk the path of sins, my Allah? How long? Death is sure to come. Angel of death is sure to strike. And we don't know when he is going to strike and where he is going to strike. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, in a rave club, in a gambling den, in adultery, in fornication. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in some escort agency or prostitute quarters. Ya Allah, we don't know the angel of death can just strike whilst we are popping drugs into our mouths. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us. Don't let any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace come upon us. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, a person will rise the way he died. If the death has come in such a haram state, imagine, Ya Allah, rising on that day. committing that sin. How much of embarrassment it will cause to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose name we take with such love. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and the courage of lions against our nafs. How long are we going to remain in the vice dens of sins, my beloved Allah? Ya Allah, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, give us that taste and that enjoyment of your closeness and the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the sweetness of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the courage to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our wives, our brothers and sisters, family members, clients and customers. Ya Allah, fulfill the rights of all Muslims and non-Muslims. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from causing any person any kind of harm or injury without justification. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage of lions against our egos and passions. Ya Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat and recognition. Amen. Ya Allah, distance us from everything that is displeasing to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are sick and ailing, wherever they may be, whether they're in hospitals or clinics or homes or amongst us, Ya Allah, bless everyone with complete cure from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, definitely there is some effect in medication and in du'as. But the cure for all sicknesses and ailments lies in your hands. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you complete shifa and complete cure for all those who are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Bless us with complete shifa. Those who are in financial difficulties, open the doors of halal, risk and sustenance for them in abundance. Ya Allah, save us and protect us from borrowing from the banks on interest. Ya Allah, save us from taking interest and giving interest. Ya Allah, save us from stealing, from gambling. Save us from any kind of haram earning. Ya Allah, bless us with food and clothing and shelter and sustenance which is 100% halal. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our businesses, blessings in our homes, blessing in our lives, blessing in our time, blessing in every ni'mat of yours. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Ya Allah, no home is free today from quarrels, arguments, fights. Ah, my beloved Allah, those homes which were supposed to be paradise on earth have become hellfire on earth for so many. In spite of having everything of this world, those homes have become hellfire. Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties of mankind, my beloved Allah. Remove the difficulties around the globe, disasters around the globe. Ya Allah, different kinds of diseases, disease of AIDS, diseases of different kinds are causing havoc. Some places suffering from drought, some places famine, some places flood waters, some places earthquakes. My Allah, protect us and safeguard us. Ya Allah, give guidance to entire mankind. Fill our hearts with love, with compassion, with mercy, with forgiveness, with kindness. My beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, give hidayat and guidance to entire mankind. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid Al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, protect our Masajid, our Madaris. Ya Allah, protect all the institutions of Deen. All the institutions of Deen, whosoever is making the khidmat and service of your Deen in whichever department, fill their hearts with ikhlas. Ya Allah, one day we have to die and leave this world. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله Oh my Allah, let our souls depart. bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, if it is not Muqaddar Day, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he begged for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our wives and children with that goodness. Our parents with that goodness. The ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, and especially that of Dajjal that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, change the conditions of adversity in this country and insecurity to that of peace and security. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the aspirations, the wishes that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand this part of the night before you after making zikrullah, after reciting Taat Sharif and Durud Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the hardships, the problems, the difficulties that the individuals are facing. Whosoever has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, remove their difficulties, their hardships, their problems. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, righteous, pious marriage partners. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. My beloved Allah, accept our du'as with the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. अब जैसे भी है गंदे हैं तेरे बंदे हैं हमारी दुआओं को कबूल कर ले. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.